and a very good morning to you all. Our next guest today is a man who's looking to make the most of what it's fair to say is a tough situation. It's nearly 2 years now since John O'Donoghue, a Kerry man living in Newquay, received the heartbreaking news that he has motor neuron disease. But as the condition progressively takes hold, as is its nature, John is determined to ensure that it does not dictate his life. He's also inspired an event this weekend dubbed the Reindeer Run, which he hopes will raise significant funds for the Motor Neuron Disease Association. It takes place both in North Clare at the Flaggy Shore and in John's native Kerry too. When we met yesterday, he began by telling me the story of his diagnosis.
It was in March 16. At the time, I was doing a lot of cycling and spinning and stuff like that, and you know, felt really fit. And I was just doing a job one day on the roof, and I seemed to be struggling with lifting stuff over my head, and my hips were kind of sore and kind of going up and down ladders, so I found it hard to lift stuff. And I just thought I was getting a virus or something, so I just rang the doctor, and I said, "You know, there's something wrong with you. Do some blood tests."
Yeah.
Did the blood tests, and maybe a week later, I rang the doctor, and he said, "Yeah, everything is grand." He said, "Your bloods are grand," and but I said, "You know," I told him, "I said I still didn't feel great." So I, he said, "Come in to me," and I went in, and he did some kind of strength test on me. And he said, "Yeah," he said, "you seem to be losing a bit of power in your shoulders and stuff like that." He said, "I'm going to send you to see a neurologist." So. But a month later, I went to see Tom Monaghan in University Hospital in Galway, and was in with his team, and met some of the team, and then about maybe half an hour later, Tom came into the room and had a conversation, and was with maybe 10 or 15 minutes with him, and he said, "Is there somebody with you?" And I said, "Yeah, my sister's with me." And he said, "Oh, you better get her in, like, you know." So the moment I kind of heard that, I said, "Because there's something wrong here. It wasn't going to be what might be great news." So he called me in then, and he said, he talked to us, and he said, "I think you might have a motor neuron." He said, "I hope I'm wrong," but he said, "We've few tests to do yet." And he put me on the drug, the Relitech, straight away. He said, "I feel like we should put you on this straight away and see how it goes." Like, and then did some tests, and a couple of months later,
all confirmed.
It's kind of all confirmed, yeah.
Before that meeting with the consultant in Galway, had you fears of MND? Had it been on your radar at all?
I suppose, again, you know, the symptoms ahead of what you do, you put them into Google and you see, and then, it looks like something, but I was hoping it wasn't something, you know, it wasn't going to be that. Because at the time, I didn't know much about MND. I didn't even know. Like, you hear the word, but you didn't know what the disease was, really. Like, and then you put it in and you see.
And it is an evil condition. It's a horrible, horrible condition. You do seem to be in very good spirits, and you're moving around, and you're in decent health at the moment, I hope. But how has the last year and a half been?
The first couple of months were kind of the hardest, really. It's getting my head around it. Telling my family, kind of opening up about it, and don't tell my good friends. And but after that, like, I'm just even going back to the time I met Tom Monaghan inside in the hospital. Like, he told me, and I said, "Look," I said, "Tom, what do I do, or what can I do? Like, what should I do?" And he said, "Do whatever you want, really." He said, "Like, you're still healthy." He said, "I said, look, I have two daughters in Australia, and I said I'd love to visit them." So. He said, "Yeah." He said, "Go for it," like, you know. So, but 4 months later, I went off to Australia, and I spent 7 months out there with them, which was absolutely fantastic.
Yeah.
And just another thing in that interview, in that time with Tom, and he said, "There's one thing you shouldn't do." He said, "Don't run a marathon." So kind of that kind of put a seed in my head as well, that, you know, when John came up with the idea of a marathon, my mind went straight back to that day. And that's what Tom said. He said, "One thing you won't do." He said, "You won't run a marathon."
Well, we'll get on to that in a little while, because you do have a fundraising event that's taking place this coming weekend. It has to be tough to tell your nearest and dearest that you've had this bombshell.
Yeah, it was awful difficult. Awful difficult. Like, there was a lot of tears, and especially then having my daughter Aoife here, telling her, and then having two daughters so far away and trying to break the news to them. So, anytime when I tried to break the news to them, I made sure there was people with them, you know, to be able to console them or whatever I thought. But it was awful difficult on them. And, you know, telling my mother, brothers, sisters, friends.
Yeah.
You know, that was...
It's a bit, I'm It's remarkable how you say it's difficult on them, because it's difficult on you.
Yes, well, yeah, I suppose it is, but... it is, but like it is what it is. I was diagnosed with it, and all you have to do is get up and get on with it. Really, it, like I wouldn't say I walked out of the clinic and I said I get up and get on with it. Mm. It took me a couple of months to get my head around it, and to be positive about it. Like, you know?
Are you at that place now?
Oh, definitely.
Good.
Definitely.
Good. I'm really glad to hear that, because, like all of us, you're no different in this regard. I genuinely mean it. We all should make the most of today.
Absolutely.
And tomorrow.
Absolutely.
And, you know.
Exactly, because like anyone that's healthy out there, or if I hear somebody, you know, complaining, oh, I have a pain in my back, or I have a pain in my leg or something, like, you know, just get on with it. Because if, like, I've never said to myself, oh, or God, why was it me? Why was this? And I always say, like, if I had one day back, just one day without M&D, I'd take it. Mm. So just to get out and say, play a game of golf, go on a cycle, or whatever.
Yeah. You are getting assistance, I know, as the give or take 360 people in Ireland who have motor neurone disease. Many people are getting assistance from the Motor Neurone Disease Association.
Yeah.
And that's the motivation, I think, for your fundraiser this weekend.
Exactly, yeah, exactly. Like this event, this reindeer run, is not a reindeer run for John O'Donoghue. It's a reindeer run for every patient that has it and their families. Because like it's only 3 days to the event. And between here and the event, one person is going to be diagnosed and one person will die of this disease.
That's very stark. That's.
But it's for everyone. It's not about me. It's about parents, family, friends and patients themselves. Like, and like with M&D, I'm living with M&D. I'm not dying with M&D.
Well put. I'll give you a second there. Yeah. We were also joined this morning by Fidelma Rutledge. She's a nurse with the Motor Neurone Disease Association. And I hope, Fidelma, that everybody you're working with can at least try to have that sort of a resolve that they live with this disease, but they don't let it overtake their lives.
That's what we try to help people to be able to do. And John has put it very well there. We have very few days that somebody can call motor neurone disease. And we're hoping that this reindeer run will become the day for motor neurone disease and the event, the annual event that we will have to remember people. And we're hoping there'll be a reindeer run at some stage all over the country on that date in December that we can, like John has put before, stay ahead of the bus, help people to be able to live with this and help people to come to terms with it like John has. He's come such a long way. The day I met John after his diagnosis, you know, I won't forget. That's where,
yeah,
you know, we're just normal people that are meeting extraordinary people, and John was traumatised. He's coming on a huge length since then, and
understandably so, by the way. I mean, anybody who was delivered that news, I'm sure him being traumatised isn't unusual for you in your work meeting people who have motor neurone.
That's what we expect to deal with every day, and we do. It's so good to see him in such a good place now, and we're hoping that we'll be able to support him throughout this journey the whole way. He's very well, and that's the way we want to keep him.
So what sort of work are you doing? How many people, roughly, are you helping? I know you've told us this before, but it's worth reminding people at home.
We've over 400 people diagnosed now at this stage in Ireland with motor neurone disease. We have 3 nurses. I cover the Western Seaboard and Limerick and across to Offaly, and Clare as well. What we do is we provide a lot of equipment for people. We visit people in their own homes. We support them from a nursing point of view. We get in some home help hours. We offer counselling. We offer specialised equipment to people who require it, like beds, wheelchairs, communication devices for people, which is extremely important, because some people with motor neurons do lose their voice. So we do not want them to lose their communication abilities. Mm. We offer various things like hoists, high-end wheelchairs and shower chairs, whatever piece of equipment that they require to be independent as much as possible and to live independently at home.
And are you adequately resourced to do that? Is there no?
Well, it costs more than 1.6 million to keep the show on the road per year. And it's over 82% of our funding comes from events like this. So for every euro that's raised, there's 80% of that goes to actually services, goes to people's care with motor neuron disease.
So you need the public's support to be able to do that work?
Yeah.
Okay. Are they helping you a lot, John?
Absolutely, yeah. Like, I was just up in Beaumont on last Thursday, and again, when you go there, it's fantastic. Everyone's so friendly, and they ask you, like, do you want any equipment? And thanks be to God, at the moment, I don't need any of the equipment. I kind of, I'm a bit stubborn, really. I kind of stay away from stuff as long as I can.
Yeah,
but I definitely need it, you know. But they are fantastic, great support. Like, you pick up the phone, you ring them. If they don't answer, they'll ring you back straight away. It's just fantastic service, really.
Mm. And you were very clear on this already. You're not looking to fundraise, as you say, for John O'Donoghue. You're looking to fundraise for all of the John O'Donoghues and everybody who has MND across the country, and for the association that's helping them.
Absolutely, absolutely. It's not about me. It's about everyone that has MND and families to support them.
So where did the idea for the reindeer run come from?
A friend of mine, John Sweeney, rang me one night and he said, do you want to go for a pint? And I said, geez, yeah, pick me up. And we headed down to Daly's in Ballharbour, and we had 2 pints and just chatted about life. And general, I know John with 20 years. I met John in 1997, when I moved to Clare, and met John. And the only thing in common we had is we both came from counties that wore green and gold jerseys, one more successful than others.
And there's a carryman, huh?
And John picked me up, went for a pint, and came back to the house and dropped me in, and he said, anything you want me to do, I'll do for you. Because I know he's a good friend, and never had a fallout in our life. And I said, John, you know, there's one thing I want you to do, as you can cut the lawn from my house in Gort. And he said, look, if there's anything else you want to do, I said, look, John, I always wanted to do some kind of a fundraiser to give back and maybe raise awareness. Because, as I said, the time I spent in Australia, I just seen so much fundraising done there, and people were so open about the disease. And I said, that's the way I wanted to go. Mm. So that was grand. John, I said goodnight to John anyway. And about 2 days later, John rang me and he said, my wife Jess wants to run the marathon for you. I said, geez, that's great. Then we sat down, had a chat. And then we said, like, bring more people in. And I said, look, I want to do it. Try and do it in Kerry as well, because it's, you know, Kerry's close to my heart.
Of course, yeah.
Ray is, and I lived my first 22 years there. And then we just met up. And then I said, I definitely want my daughter Aoife involved in this. And the four of us met up, and we just came up with a plan and just got it. And then Jess said, she called it the Reindeer Run. And it's what a great name for Christmas time, and just went from there, really, after that, you know.
So you will have two events in Kerry, two reindeer runs in Killarney and in Caherdaniel, and you'll also have one here in Clare this coming Saturday the 23rd, the base at the Flaggy Shore, which is a lovely scenic
Absolutely.
Spot for a run or a walk in it.
Absolutely. You couldn't pick a nicer place to run or walk, as many a day I spend with the family down there walking on Sundays with the dog, and it's just absolutely a beautiful spot. The lovely way to spend the day is just go for a stroll along there, or a run or a jog.
Yeah, and that's what we're hoping that people will do this coming Saturday. Is there much interest in the event?
Yeah, there seems to be. We set up a Facebook page and we had a donation page online, and there seems to be a lot of interest, a lot of people coming on board. The board is getting out there, and with this show, let's hope we spread it all to
absolutely.
The rest of the county, Clare, like,
you know? Yeah, and this is affecting people right across the county. You know, this is, you know, I've met people from different parts of Clare who have had motor neuron or who family members have had motor neuron from east and south and west Clare, as much as yourself in the north of the county. So that's why this should go out to all of County Clare and to Galway and to Tipperary and to everywhere, so that people know that if they want to give back, if they can give back, that they've got this opportunity.
Absolutely. And I must stress the point as well, like if you can't come to Clare, if you can't come to Carradine, if you can't come to Killarney, just go out for a walk in the day. There's a donation page, and donate that way. Like, you don't really it's around Christmas. If you can't come to Clare, just do a walk somewhere and think of the person that has it and donate.
Yeah, absolutely. The logistics then, in terms of this coming Saturday at the Flaggy Shore, you've got a 5K, a 10K, a half marathon, and also a full marathon option for people.
That's right, yeah. So there's a cater for everyone, and people can come along and walk as well.
And the half marathon will be starting, I'm told, at 10 o'clock. The 10K event will be at 11, the 5K at 5:30. So everybody's finishing close-ish to the same time as much as is possible. And people don't need to pre-register as well. That's important to say as well.
No, yeah. Just people come along in the day. We'll have donation. We'll have buckets, and they can throw their donation into the bucket. There's no set cost. Whatever they feel they can afford, put it in the bucket.
Do you have any goal for a fundraising target?
I have a figure in my head, and I've only told one person.
And it's going to stay at one, isn't it?
It's going to stay at one. It's stay at one person, yeah.
I hope it's a nice big number.
It is, yeah, it is.
And yeah, I hope it's smashed.
Exactly. Well, I hope it's smashed too. I hope it is smashed.
And I know as well, you hope that while we're talking about Reindeer Run 2017, that it'll be 2018 and beyond as well.
Absolutely, as Fidelma said, if they can spread it all over the country and maybe even further afield, it would be absolutely fantastic. Mm-hmm. Even any Irish people that are in America, Australia, they may even do it on the day, like, you know.
Absolutely, yeah. Indeed.
And it's just another, and just on the day as well. If the parking is pretty, it might be tight in parking in the Flaggy Shore. So we're talking about, like, if people know other people are coming, carpool on the day and come in time, and don't be in any panic, and there'll be no stress at all.
Absolutely, indeed. Might we see Fidelma? Certainly, you'll hope that we'll see Reindeer Runs in the years to come.
We'd love it. We would. Love something like that, something we can call a very special day for very special people.
Yeah, because you've had the Ice Bucket Challenge, which was brilliant. It took off and raised awareness and was one of the best charity, you know, spawned from somewhere.
Most people didn't know what motor neuron was before the Ice Bucket Challenge. Then they know what it is now, but for the younger people that are coming up, we would love to have something for them that they know exactly what it is and what the association is about. We're a small organisation, but we hope that we could have a big impact with raising awareness.
I hope so indeed, and raising funds, which as you've outlined is really, are much needed. John, I really appreciate you coming into us, and thank you very much for sharing your story and for being open. And I hope that as well, as a great Saturday, you get a great Christmas as well.
Absolutely. And I'd just like to say hello to my two daughters in Australia who are listening to this, and they're actually coming home on the 22nd, so they'll be home for it, which is fantastic.
And they'll be dragged out
exactly
into the cold.
Exactly. And they're looking forward, and Sinead's boyfriend Keith, who's a good friend of mine, he's on the way home as well, which is fantastic. And just say hello to my daughter Eva, who works in Ennis.
Very good.
Thanks,
John O'Donoghue. It's been a pleasure and a privilege, and I hope we have many more chats to come in the future.
Thanks a million.
Thank you very much. John O'Donoghue there. And you also heard from Fidelma Rutledge. There is a Facebook page for this event, Reindeer Run for MND, with all of the details. It's taking place this coming Saturday in Clare at the Flaggy Shore, getting underway for the half marathon at 10 o'clock, 11 o'clock for the 10K, and 11:30 then for the 5K event. And as I say, I hope it's a phenomenally successful event. A big thanks to one and all of our guests for joining us this morning.
Clare FM's Morning Focus.
In association with Frank Hogan, Mercedes-Benz Limerick. Serving Clare and the Midwest. Your local Mercedes-Benz dealer. Visit frankhogan.ie for exceptional offers.